Puerto Rico Supreme Court allows non-binary people to mark X on birth certificates. By Amy Furr on June 3, 2025. Puerto Rico Supreme Court has decided individuals may choose to update the sex marker on their birth certificates to X if they wish to do so. Six so-called non-binary Puerto Ricans previously filed a lawsuit regarding the issue, Fox News reported on Tuesday. The legal documents claimed, the Commonwealth's current birth certificate policy violates the right to equal protection under the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. The news comes after Gov. Jared Polis, DCO, signed a measure adding a gender option to his state's death certificates, Breitbart News reported in April. The change will be in place by January 1. Supporters say the law creates a space on forms to recognize an individual's lived experience and aligns death certificates with other state records, CPR News reported. The legislation, called HB 25-1109, created three options for gender on death certificates, including male, female, and non-binary. Under the bill, coroners, funeral directors, and anyone else who fills out death certificates will be required to list the gender identity of the deceased person, according to the report. In regard to Puerto Rico, lawmakers have enacted legislation that will preserve people's original and unaltered birth certificates. Puerto Rico joins at least 17 U.S. states that permit their residents to include the non-binary or gender-neutral sex on their birth certificates, the Fox article read. A Washington Post KFF poll found in 2023 that most Americans agree the person's legal sex is defined by their biology, according to Breitbart News. President Donald Trump signed an executive order in January to protect women's only spaces after radical gender activists had ignored biological reality for years, per Breitbart News. The outlet continued. Across the country, ideologues who deny the biological reality of sex have increasingly used legal and other socially coercive means to permit men to self-identify as women and gain access to intimate single-sex spaces and activities designed for women. From women's domestic abuse shelters to women's workplace showers. The order reads, explaining that this is wrong and adding that such moves, namely, attempting to remove the reality of biological sex, fundamentally attack women by depriving them of their dignity, safety, and well-being. The erasure of sex in language and policy has a corrosive impact not just on women but on the validity of the entire American system. Basing federal policy on truth is critical to scientific inquiry, public safety, morale, and trust in government itself. Trump's order reads, blasting the left for replacing the immutable biological reality of sex with an internal, fluid, and subjective sense of self unmoored from biological facts. Recent polling showed Americans are increasingly rejecting transgenderism and supporting how Trump has handled the issue, Breitbart News reported in May. The rejection of gender ideology is extending to Democrats, including 44% who embrace biological reality over the idea of gender identity. Nearly 9 in 10 Republicans agree, as do 74% of independents. 54% of Democrats still believe in gender identity over biological reality, the article read.